Panic Zone, where we demand that the dogs wear masks, too, just for our protection. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, July 9, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Black Lives Matter is planning out how to eliminate police departments over the next 5 years. Not rebuild and restructure, defund and destroy. Make no mistake, that's the plan, no matter what you're told. Number two, the Supreme Court rules in favor of the Little Sisters of the Poor. To the howls of liberals everywhere. Apparently, nuns don't have to buy you the pill or condom. Shocking, right? And number one, the spread of the coronavirus in Florida and health professionals back on guard. ICUs closer to capacity than they have been in a number of weeks. The cases are going up in the South and West, giving concern to leaders across the nation. Some making completely absurd moves like demanding and ordering masks be worn in public outdoors. Like New Jersey. We'll get to all of that, but first, some shock polls for you. Some shock polls for you. Because they caught my attention, and they should. According to a poll done by the Democracy Institute for the Express newspaper in the UK, Donald Trump is going to win and win by a mile. Come November, the headline, Trump shock election poll, Black Lives Matter protests will get Trump reelected. I bring this to your attention because in the UK, they're looking across the pond saying, what is going on with all these riots and the violence in the streets and the burning of cities? And they put together this poll that is quite striking. It says that right now, Joe Biden and Donald Trump are running neck and neck at 47% apiece. Sounds about right to me. The difference is enthusiasm for the president compared to Joe Biden. It's markedly different. Markedly different. And so this poll was done. The findings come as the president is being attacked by angry mobs and being told that going to Mount Rushmore is akin to supporting white supremacists carved into a mountain. You don't believe that, and neither do I. Neither do most Americans. It's an absurd assertion that somehow we were proclaiming white supremacy when Borglum created his Mount Rushmore carvings. Supporters heard Donald Trump there say this, however. There's a new far-left fascism that demands absolute allegiance. If you do not speak its language, perform its rituals, recite its mantras, and follow its commandments, then you will be censored, banished, blacklisted, persecuted, and punished. It's not going to happen to us. So the polling says this. The polling says this. Given a choice between the phrases of all lives matter or Black Lives Matter, 71% of those asked chose all lives matter. 29% chose Black Lives Matter. With statues of presidents and other historic figures being ripped from their bases across the nation, 74% said they disapproved of the actions, while 77% disagreed with the assertion that Mount Rushmore is racist at all. The poll showed that 59% approved of the president's handling of the riots and protests. 40% want him to be tougher. And 60% say Joe Biden has not been critical enough of what's going on in America. In addition, 67% prefer Trump's law and order message, compared to just 29% who want black community relations improved with the police. And here's another not-so-surprising result of the poll. 55% say they believe Joe Biden is suffering from cognitive issues and problems. I bring this all to your attention because it's a poll not from the U.S. mainstream media. It's a poll conducted by those in the U.K. looking across and asking very different questions. Very different questions, because remember, the polling is always about the question and how it's presented and then how it's delivered back to the public. 77% of Trump voters are enthusiastic. Just 43% of Biden supporters say they are. And so it comes down to the swing states. The swing states. And this poll says that Trump would win the election today with 309 electoral votes. 309 electoral votes because he's doing so well in states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. So his job approval rating, about where it's been for a long time, in the 40% range, 47% in this poll. Is your vote for Trump and Biden a positive vote for your candidate or a negative vote against his opponent? Trump voters say it's a positive vote for the candidate. Biden voters, 77%, say it's a negative vote against Trump. Could your vote change by election day? Biden voters, 12%, say yes. Just 4% of Trump voters. Do you believe that Donald Trump is going to win? Big takeaway. Do you believe that Donald Trump is going to win? Yes, by a wide margin. By a wide margin. Oh, and here's one other thing that should get your attention. Because we've been hearing rumbles of this. It says Donald Trump's support with black voters is as high as 35%, and with Hispanic voters as high as 34%. That should give pause to everyone on the left who supports Joe Biden. And here's one more piece of information for you. The professor Helmut Norpoth, who has predicted 25 out of 27 elections accurately since 1912. He said Donald Trump's a shoo-in for re-election. 91% chance of winning right now. Despite the recent polling showing Joe Biden with 12 and 14 point leads nationally in America, he says Donald Trump will get even more electoral votes than the last guy there. According to Norpoth, Biden is a much weaker position than Trump because of his poor showing in the first two primary races. Before making the stunning comeback in South Carolina and carrying the following races, Joe Biden came in fourth place in Iowa with just 15.8% of the vote. He came in fifth place in New Hampshire, just 8% of the vote. The terrain of presidential contests is littered, says Norpoth, with nominees who saw a poll lead in the spring turn to dust by fall. The list is long and discouraging for frontrunners, with a list including Thomas Dewey in 1948, Richard Nixon in 1960, Jimmy Carter in 1980, Michael Dukakis in 1988, George H.W. Bush in 1992, and John Kerry in 2004. And those are just the more spectacular failures in recent memory. Norpoth predicts 362 electoral votes for Donald Trump. 362 for Donald Trump in November. By the way, the two elections that he got wrong, 1960 with John Kennedy and Richard Nixon, which some would say may have been a stolen election, thank you to Mayor Daley in Chicago and the Illinois Democratic machine. And the other election he got wrong was 2000, which was so razor thin, who could have predicted either way with any certainty? And the answer is no one. Let that sink in. Let that marinate for a little bit. We're going to get back to Betsy DeVos and Vice President Mike Pence about education and opening schools and the games that people are playing with it. The games that people are playing with it, which is certainly happening politically. 22 countries in Europe open now with schooling because they know the science shows that these school kids are not at risk for getting seriously ill from the disease, and they don't spread it to their parents or teachers. 14 after, it's the Steve Huber Show. You're in the No Panic Zone.
So here's the understatement of the week. Life is a little different right now. You're working from home. You're singing happy birthday while you wash your hands. You're wearing a surgical mask when you go to the grocery store. And it looks like for a while, this is the new norm. But here's something else. All of a sudden, you're worried about your retirement. Does that have to be the new norm? Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas would like to help. And their new norm of meeting with people is with phone consultations, virtual meetings. They'll run a series of reports to give you a better look at your retirement accounts, including the most important question of all. Are you in danger of running out of money? We're all worried about a lot of things right now, but don't let your retirement be one of them. Call today for your virtual or phone consultation, 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526, or go online at mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Stewards Wealth Planning, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through LifePlan Financial Design, Inc.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.
There are kids at some of the schools in our greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.